This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
So, welcome to the North, and after all the off-the-field activities this week, we can look forward to a game of football, and I, for one, am looking forward to that. I've taken the short hop over the Pennines for me to Salford, where I've now arrived. Just had a quick pint in the Star, which is a cracking little community pub, community-run pub. Irony a lot lost on me, really, that I'm having a drink in a community pub, as we've just voted to give up the ownership of our club. However, been thinking about that, and actually, you know, we haven't given up total ownership, have we? We've given up a majority, but we as fans still are minority stakeholders, aren't we? Minority shareholders. So lots for us to think about and to do, I think, in terms of getting our trust membership up and you know, how can we support the new regime of the Jenkins. So, Salford, it's not a happy hunting ground for the Port, is it? And certainly the last couple of visits I've had here, we've lost badly, 3-1 and 3-0. I was listening to Unknown Pleasures on the way over, and by the mighty Joy Division from Manchester, and of course, you know, haven't had many pleasures here, to be fair. Hopefully today, you know, we'll see something. You know, I think we're going to struggle a little bit because we've got injury problems right across the park, haven't we? But you never know, do you? You never know. I travel in hope, and you know, Salford have not started well. They're under a lot of pressure, so you know, it'd be brilliant if we could not give away the first goal, you know, and then put them under a bit of pressure, and see if we can, you know, get the crowd to turn on them a little bit, and maybe we can get something out of this game. You know, I'm thinking, you know, possible sneaky Delaney header late in the game to win it for us, something like that. That would be quite good. But yeah, so I'm going to stroll up to the ground now. I've been here a few times before. It's not, you know, the Bernabeu. It's not. But, it, you know, it is what it is. So let's get up there and get in the ground. So one of the reasons I don't like coming to Salford, apart from the fact that we always lose and we always play like bobbins, is that, quite frankly, it's in the middle of nowhere. So Salford itself has got some quite good stuff. If you want to do cultural stuff, it's got a brilliant Lowry Museum. It's got some interesting bars and stuff like that. But this ground is nowhere near any of that stuff. You know, we're almost out on the M62, which is all right if you drive it in like I've done today. But even then, there's nothing around it. You can go up to Prestwich. There's a few bars up there. There's this one little cracking up community bar that I've just been in, but there's just nothing here. What I normally do when I come across here is I get the train over, I have a good in early doors in the morning, I have a good mooch around Manchester, then I head up to the Northern Quarter, get a couple of beers up there, some cracking little bars and stuff up there, and then either get a taxi out here, or you can get, to be fair, there is fast buses up from centre of Manchester up on the way to Bury, and you can stop off at the right by the ground. So you know, it's good from that perspective. But obviously today, my comrades on the rails are on strike, so all power to them. But it means I can't do my normal Manchester sort of schlep. So I've driven over, which obviously means, you know, you're just parking up near the ground, and like I say, there's very little here, and it's a bit frustrating from that point of view. You know, a couple of porter cabins out the back for a bit of scrad, and you know, yeah, not great really. We'll talk you through the ground in a minute. I'm just having some chips and a pie, and then we'll get in and have a look. Right, so we're in the grounds. Last time I saw us away, it was hot as Hades. It was like hotter than the centre of the sun. But you know, we're now back up north, aren't we? So we've got grey skies. We've got a little bit of drizzle coming down, so it should suit us perfectly, because we deduced when we're at Crawley that we're not a summer side, we're not a hot weather side. So hopefully it'll be all right. We've got some reprobates have arrived in the fabulous away end. There's a couple of porter cabins selling pies and beers, but that's all we need, isn't it? Stu, Fraser, and Ollie are here with us. So we're going to have to touch on the off field stuff. We'll do it quickly. How are you feeling after the, you know, the vote and the stuff that happened on Thursday night?
Yeah, I'm quite positive about the kind of potential ownership change. I think that's the way I wanted the vote to go. I went in there with an open mind, thinking I could only be talked out of it, and he didn't say anything weird, he didn't say anything stupid, so I was happy to go along with it, and I'm just optimistic now to see what happens.
Yeah. What about you, Fraser? As a younger supporter watching us, you didn't go through the pain of us going out of business before, what, you know, does it mean anything to you in terms of like being a supporter-run club and then moving on to being a minority? How do you feel about it?
I mean, I've had good moments with the playoffs, but I haven't seen a promotion, so hopefully I get to see that soon.
Brilliant. I'd like that. I've seen a lot of relegations. Ollie, you were there as well. What was your overarching opinion?
I think going into the sort of pit, I was sort of 90% yes, but there was still a few talking points I wanted clarification on, but I think Hugh Jenkins spoke really, really well. He's got a sort of flexible idea for the next 5 years, and I think an interesting point he made is that it's going to take at least 5 years to see some noticeable differences. So I think, as always, we've just got to give it time, but no, I am excited, and I'm very interested to see what happens from this point forward.
Yeah, I think most fans hopefully will echo that, and hopefully we will give, you know, we're not known as our patience as fans, aren't we, but hopefully we'll give Jenks a bit of time to get it sorted. So on the pitch stuff, like, I don't know if you guys have been to Salford before. I've been here many times. We've been absolutely hopeless every time I've seen us here, right? Yes. Hopeless. So we can't be any worse than that. What are we thinking today, Stu?
Well, I think their form's worse than ours at the moment. Right. So if we're ever going to turn this round, hopefully it's today. Last time I was here was a 3-0 hammering. And Farkey had a bit of a nightmare. Yeah. So I just want to redeem myself today, get a victory.
Right, so predictions then. Before we do predictions, I put something out on the Twitter account saying, should we have a look at a formation change? Yeah. What are we thinking about that? Fraser, are we thinking we're going to go radical, do something different, or are we going to stick with where we are? What are we thinking?
I think in the style of the new owner, I think we should change it up a bit, because we've got a decent bit of gap between us and the drop, so why not give it a go?
Yeah, and what would you do? Would you? I haven't seen the team, so would you do something different? Would you bring anyone in, like Bonswell or anything like that?
I don't think anyone's been playing particularly bad, but I just think shift it about a bit, you know, see what goes well and then stick with it.
Yeah. Ollie, you like a little spell in the tactics truck, don't you? What are we thinking from yourself? Shifting things around or steady as we go?
Well, personally, I would shift things about, because I think there's a few weaknesses, but then at the same time, I'm stood outside the ground holding a beer, so I'm not sure if I've got any kind of platform to talk tactics, but it seems like Coughlin holds this mantra of, if it's not broke, don't fix it, and if it is broke, still don't fix it. So I think we're just going to hold on to what we've got and hope that we can find the form that we did hold in August and the start of the month.
Brilliant. Have you got the team? Like, we're gonna look at the team in a second. Stu's guy, I haven't seen it, so Stu's got a wet finger. That sounds a bit dodgy to me, but right, who have we got here? So here we go. Right, live. Townsend in goal, Lewis on the left, Drysdale in the middle, Delaney back, which I think is really good. McLaughlin on the right, so it looks like we're playing a solid four. Then we've got Morris and Bennett, Wildig, Waite, Evans and Bogle. Now, will he do, which is sort of one of the things I was saying, will he go 4-2-3-1? So will he play more Morris and Bennett as the two, And then Wildig, Waite and Evans as the three, and then Bogle up top. Possibly. Let's see. So score predictions. I think we're going to win today because I'm always positive. And we've got our asses spanked every time we've been here. So we've got to turn it around, haven't we?
Exactly.
Got to turn it around. So I'm going either 1-0 with a Delaney sort of, you know, second half header. That's what I'm going for.
Okay.
Stu?
I've gone on the bus for 2-0 Bogle. The Bogle brace.
Bogle brace. Fraser?
I'm going to go with a similar game to Barrow. Bit of nothing all game, but it's going to be a last minute Delaney winner at the back post.
Hello.
I like this.
Look at this. Old and young'uns on the same page, Ollie.
On the bus, I predicted 3-1, and I think I'm sticking with that. Bogle, Evans, and Adam Lewis to get a surprise goal.
So not quite as positive as Crawley, where you said 4-2 win. So, you know, but I still like the positive. And we got Kieran, I think, it's just rolling here. Kieran, nice to chat to you on the pod. What are you thinking about today?
You know what? I've actually come here with confidence. I know we don't have a very good record at this ground, but I'm relatively confident that we can pull off a result. I've seen, or rather talked to, a Salford fan, and they've got their injury crisis, and things just aren't looking overly positive around the club to start the season. I've said 2-0, and I've said that Evans and Wood gets his first goal for the club. So
I love that. Look at the positivity in your way in. It's brilliant, isn't it? It's brilliant.
I think it's the beer, yeah.
Oh, I love it. Right, we'll get in the ground and we'll have a look at it and see what's going on.
It's not exactly a luxurious ground. I think you have to be positive, don't you, in this environment?
Right, so we're in the ground. It's literally nothing to write home about. It's like if you built a stand out of Lego, this is what it would look like, right? You know, it's a single tier all the way round. Luckily, because it started to rain quite persistently, we have got covered terracing at each end, and a very shallow single stand across each end. Nice banners down the far end, to be fair. And I do like the fact that we're in Manchester. They consistently play Manchester-based bands on a tannoy beforehand. So, you know, we've got a bit of new order going on now. It's good stuff, you know. I think we can learn from this. I've got a Spotify playlist of Newport and South Walian bands. I think we should do that half an hour before kick-off at the port, right? That's what I'm saying it here, saying it now. Floodlight Watch, tricky one, this one, for me, because they are a very dull single stanchion. However, they have got the club badge as the array. So the array is shaped like a lion's head. If you can, you might have to be on acid to realise that it is a lion's head. But actually, that is what's happening. So, you know, to be fair, you know, as utilitarian floodlights go, I'm going to give them some extra points for the lion's head array. Right, we're warming up. We're not warming up. It's getting a bit chilly, but the players are warmed up. Looking forward to them coming out. You know, the fans here, I don't think they're nervous. I think we can get something today. Come on, Port. So, teams are out. We're playing in black and grey in our third kit. Ollie clearly knew because he's coming his. I don't know what I don't know what to say, to be honest. We should be playing in black and amber. I know that I'm in the minority of probably one on this issue, but I'm going to keep saying it. Unless there's a clash, we should be playing in black and amber. Right, here we go. I'll tell you what, though, I've been here a few times and there is it's just sparse attendance. It feels more like a pre-season friendly. So I know you're United are at home, but there are not many in here from Salford, I'll tell you. Right, come on, the port. Decent start by the port here. We've pinged some really good balls into the box from both sides. The keeper's he's dealt with them well, but he's had to punch them. We put them under a bit of pressure. We're in this game early doors. It's good. So we settled well into this. Last few times I've been here, I think we probably would have probably leaked a couple by now. We're 15 minutes in. Tactics truck. We think we're playing 4-1-3-2 potentially, or 4-4-3-1-2, something like that. So, but certainly the sort of weight, Wildig, they're sort of fluid really at the sort of apex of, you know, whatever our midfield is, and looking to push on. You know, and Evans and Bogle are definitely playing as a two. So, but there is definitely a bit of fluidity in that in the middle of the park. And, you know, we've had some half chances, no clear-cut chances for either side yet, but we've settled well. Well, the first shot on target from either side, well, one shot, it was a header, and we're one down. Straightforward, we shouldn't really lose that. It's a corner from the far side. It's come in, it's gone straight to a guy who's sort of on the edge of the six-yard box, corner. He's just got his head to it, and he's nodded it in, so... You would argue that you should not lose a goal from that position, I would argue. So poor defending, I think, all round. One down. Again, we've got to come from the back. It's Matty Lund. He scored a few against us over the years, I think. So, Matty Lund's got one. One down. As is always the way, I've gone to the loo and we've scored. The positives are I managed to get a bovril on the way back. So that's the good things. What on earth happened? Ollie, do we know? What's gone on?
Live at tactics track right here. It seemed like Omar Bogle had the ball on the right hand side of the pitch. He did well to hold off his man, passed it into the middle. I think it was Will Evans, but it could be James Waite. They held it in the middle, passed it over to the left hand side of the box, over to Bryn Morris, who slotted it nice and tidy bottom left corner. Happy days
indeed. And we almost had Ollie doing a live one there, because Bogle's just gone through. I thought he's going to stick this in. Ollie's going to have to do a live commentary. The keeper's made a good save and it's gone out for a corner. So we were looking awful, and now we're back in. Game on. It's all the power of the bovril. Another injury at the back. Luckily I bought my boots, so I'm ready. But fortunately we've got one more who can come on. So Scouse Lewis has gone off and Matty Bonswell's come on in his stead. And just before that, Salford had a really good chance, actually, the ball. I thought it was going to be 2-1, but he's put it past the post where the ball had come in. Probably the rain helped us there, because it skidded off the surface just before the striker was going to was sliding in for it, and it just took it away from him, I think. But, yes, there's a decent game breaking out. Right on the stroke of half-time, we're in like 6 minutes of injury time. The whistle's going to go in a minute. We've gone 2-1 down. We were just commenting that Dex had a decent game, to be fair to him, after last week's horror show against Bradford, but he's just managed to score an own goal. But you can't have a go at him for that. The left winger for Salford he's a tricky customer, and he's been giving us some problems, actually. And he swung a great ball, one of those horrible balls where it's between the keeper and the centre back, you know, and it's like, what do you do? And you know, Declan's gone for it, and he's got a nudge on it, and he's put it in, unfortunately. So, there we go, half time. Right, I was just about to say it's been a good half, and it's 1-1. It's still been a good half, but we're 2-1 down. What's our views, Stu? What are we thinking?
Yeah, well, 2 minutes ago I was feeling quite confident and feeling quite good, but I'm still okay. We're still in the game, definitely. Really unfortunate there for Drysdale. I think the cross should have been stopped at the kind of source. But I think we'll come back in the second half and hopefully get a point at least.
Yeah.
I mean,
we've been okay, haven't we? Fraser, what are you thinking?
I feel a bit bad for Drysdale. I think it was a bit unlucky. But I don't actually think we've been that bad. Maybe should have marked the first goal better, but I'm still pretty confident.
Still confidence here. Ollie, you going alongside that?
Yeah, started off a little bit shaky, but I think we started to find our feet and we're starting to match what Salford have put out. A little bit unfortunate to concede the goal at the time we did, but there's been plenty of times in the season where we've gone behind in much worse fashions and come back and salvage a point or three, so I'm still really confident.
And what are you thinking to the north and the nice northern weather?
Well, it's a lot better than the south, and I'm not seeing that exhausted next to me.
Brilliant stuff. Right, I've had one bovel, I might have to get another, but we'll see. See you back in the second half. Well, we thought we got back into it then. Bogle was fouled. To be fair to the ref, he's given a few things in Bogle's favour. We had a free kick. It was floated in. We got Bennett got a flick on, and he went to Evans, who put it in. He's been flagged. I'm not 100% certain why. I can only assume it was offside from Bennett's header. But we're pushing. So, Nathan Woods come on for Waitey. And Evans just missed an absolute glorious chance there. Ball was swung in from the left-hand side. He was sort of just between the penalty spot and the six-yard box, maybe. Maybe it was a bit high for him, I don't know. But you were thinking that's a good chance. You've got to get it on target. We're playing some decent stuff, to be honest. This half, we're trying to pass it around. I just worry that we're not quite as incisive as we should be. Big shout for a penalty there for Salford, but the rest play, so we play on. To be fair, I think this ref's been really good today. He's been fair. He's let the game flow. He's given fouls when they're there. It's getting end to end. It's getting stretched. The conditions are really bad. It's torrential rain, slippy. So yeah, we're still in this. Is Morris going into the box? Oh, he's just missed it. But yeah, what are we thinking, Stu?
I think the Salford have stepped up a gear. I think they're taking control of the game now. But I think there's an opportunity on the break for us here if we can get a bit of luck, nick a goal.
Yeah. Lovely bit of skill from Wood there. To be fair, there's great ball played out to him by Wildig on the left wing. And Wood stood his player up, went past him, went into the box, chipped a lovely ball in, Salford cleared it. But, again, looking to try and press when we can. And we're not resorting, as we have done in some of the games when we've been behind, to just sort of abandoning midfield and lumping it. We're trying to get the ball down and we're trying to play with it. It's good to see. Stu has just been calling for more pace. And Scott Bennett's gone off and Kieran Rice come on. So Stu has predicted it. And let's see what it brings. Salford were pretty much cleared through there, but their guys made a complete ricket of it. So we're still pushing. We can still get, I've said next goal's critical, but we're the ones looking most likely in terms of pushing and possession and trying to get into it. We definitely deserve something out of this game. I might sound a bit like I keep saying this every time I come on, but we don't deserve to lose this at the moment.
Wasn't much pace.
Another chance for Evans goes begging there. That was quite a tricky one. We worked it out really well, to be fair. We broke all down the left hand side. Bonswell, Wood, Lingwell went into Wildig. He put a lovely ball back out there. Bonswell, who whipped it in. And again, Evans, tricky chance on the air, but he didn't get it on target. What a ball in from Kieran Rye then. And you're thinking, all Wilder's got to do is get his head on it at the far post. And brilliant bit of defending by the Salford player. Got in front of Wildig. Corner. No. The ball. Corner came in. It's dropped to Wood just on the edge of the box. He's connected well. And it's gone past the post. Pushing hard for an equaliser. 5 minutes to go. Right to the death there. Again, pushing. Ball was crossed over. But Bonswell, Kieran Rye at the back post, he got his head to it. Keeper, comfortable save.
There's enough chances to win about four games.
What's your summing up then, Stu? Basically that?
Yeah, exactly. We've had so many chances. I mean, we could have easily won this, but just no luck at all in the final third.
Fraser?
I'm a bit disappointed, but I think we've had a slightly under par performance, and I think that reflects in the result.
Yeah, think we should have got something?
Yeah, I think so.
Ollie, should we have got something out of this or not?
Yeah, definitely should have got something. I said about 10 minutes ago, if you played this off about 10 times, I think 9 times we win it, but this is just the one where we don't. But no, I think we gave a good account of ourselves today. Just unfortunate on the result.
And there it is! Right. 2-1, we didn't deserve that. Good shift actually put in by everybody. Onwards and upwards. And we'll see you again in another Northern Town. Keep it safe, everyone, and keep it county.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport, powered by fans.